Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Have you ever dreamt of a better version of yourself? Younger, more beautiful, more perfect. One single injection unlocks your DNA and will release another version of yourself. This is The Substance.
I'm Sue.
What's up, guys? It's Katie Hettenbach, and this is Katie Afraidy, a horror movie review podcast where we chat with comedians, actors, filmmakers about what? Scary movies, obviously. It's a silly, haha, goofy time. We get off topic, we spoil, but either way, shit's about to get spooky.
Well, they have pyrotechnics.
We got pyro, motherfuckers. We got pyro.
This is a much higher budget podcast than mine. We're in the same studio.
She absolutely just ripped ass. We are. It is weed. So
God, I miss vaping.
Right.
God, I miss.
You
vaping.
You gotta do the. Can you do the O's?
No, I wish.
No, that'd be too.
I could put my mouth on that and try though.
I don't think you should inhale more of that. I've almost passed out from being around too much.
Like back-to-back recordings.
I mean, I've done on set, I've done special effects stuff, and I've been like, hey, I'm lightheaded from this. And they're like, yeah, we need more haze. I'm like, I know, but I need a break.
That seems like the ideal job for somebody who has a whipping addiction.
That would be good. That'd be good.
But you're out there.
You guys are probably like, who the hell is this chick? Who's the hell this chick you're talking to? What? Who's this girl? Well, first of all, we record in the same studio.
What's good?
So we're pod...
Sisters, cousins,
tunnel buddies, cave buddies.
That's better. Yeah,
I like cave buddies. Better. Cave. Wait, tunnel buddies isn't like vagina tunnel.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I love that.
But I think cave is actually even better.
Cause yeah,
my pussy is cavernous, so yeah. I like that a lot better.
Stalactites or stalagmites?
Wait, what?
Stalactites or stalagmites?
Which ones? I don't. You
stalactite, tight from the ceiling, mighty from the floor.
Both.
Yeah.
We're both.
They're just...
Which... Okay, yeah. You might want to introduce me, and then I have something to talk about.
Stand-up comedian. You've seen her all around town. As they say. And her podcast is...
Night School.
Yes. Yep. My stutter was coming out, which is great. Night School. It's Jessie Zinn.
Hey!
I'm so glad you're here.
I'm so excited. I'm so excited.
I'm so happy you're here. So, wait. What were you going to say?
Oh, okay. We're talking about The Substance today.
Yes.
That was my homework. Yeah. That was my assignment. And then of course we were talking about stalactites and stalagmites.
Yes.
And what our pussies reflect.
Yes.
In the pump it up scene when she is pumping it up,
yes.
I was like, I would have had a loose lip immediately.
Yeah.
Because I have both stalactites and stalagmites.
It's a lot. And I was like, your faith in that everything's gonna stay put. Like, what kind of fashion tape are you using?
What type of super glue?
Yeah.
What
it
type
had to be
of
something
that you put on your pussy to make sure that it, I mean, the amount of cuts they would have had to do, it would have been a nightmare for me.
They would have fired me. And that's why they picked Margaret Qualley. They're like, your lips are perfection.
Yeah.
And or she might not even have, it's
maybe.
She's a Barbie doll.
She's a eunuch.
She's a Barbie.
She's nothing.
A eunuch?
Yeah. That's where you have no genitalia.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Hashtag medical castration.
Love that. Look at that. We're learning something new today. Wow. I also learned that turkey is a good thing to make you sleepy.
Oh, yeah. L-tryptophan.
Okay. I'm the only person who didn't know this. I was so impressed, but I didn't know that.
Yeah. That's why you get sleepy after Thanksgiving dinner.
I just thought that was like all meat.
No.
I'm learning so much today. Anyways. So going back to horror movies in general before we dive into the substance, are you a horror fan?
No, not at all. I loathe horror movies. I specifically don't watch them. Yeah. I can't watch them. I have vasovagal. So like when any like bodily stuff happens, like I get lightheaded, I throw up. Mm-hmm. This was one of those movies that really tested me when I first saw it. This was my second time watching it. No, I don't like being scared. I am actually very fight or flight. I have that thing where like I constantly feel like I'm going to be attacked at any given moment.
Because you're
hashtag generational trauma.
Woman. And,
yeah, or that part.
Both. Yes, hashtag both.
Horror movies just like put me in a state where I'm just like, mm-hmm. like at
constant,
all times.
Constant.
So I typically avoid it. But I love I do like films that, I think horror is an interesting genre in the sense that it is able to, what I like about horror is that it does touch on those like bigger societal things that are going on within culture and the zeitgeist. Mm-hmm. And I think as a film genre, it's really it's an interesting ploy to play on fears in that way, to have broader conversations. And so for that, I do appreciate the genre.
Totally. And also, okay, look, I've had so many people on who are like, I hate horror. And I'm like, that's okay. There's also, I do believe that there's a horror movie out there for everybody.
Totally.
Even if this one, maybe not for you.
No.
And I wish, and I'm sorry, because you gave me other options. And I was like, The Substance would be fun.
No, but I'm glad you did do it, because I think out of all of the ones that I chose, like this is probably the one that I can speak to most because of the fact that my mom was an actress, mm-hmm. and I grew up in Los Angeles and I grew up in showbiz. And so a lot of the themes in this movie I am familiar with as a woman, and seeing it happen to a woman being aged through Hollywood.
Yes.
So I think it all worked out, and I'd seen it already. It wasn't it wasn't like you subjected me to.
Yeah, you're like, well, I'm so sorry. You're like, I threw up five times. Yeah, I've almost thrown up on a couple. I mean, a couple of these scenes are.
This one's pretty gnarly.
It's brutal.
Yeah,
it's brutal
on a body gore.
Oh yeah, this is the most body horror that you could body horror.
Yeah, it's a real goop heavy movie.
Goop. Yes. What's the fuck's her name?
Gwyneth,
thank you.
Yeah.
I was like, what is that blonde bitch?
Yeah, that blonde one.
But we love her.
I actually kind of stan her.
The interview she had with
Amy Poehler,
that made me like her again.
Made me like her too.
Yeah.
I watched that and I was like, I think I would enjoy having a drink with you.
Yeah.
I think I would enjoy that.
I feel like she maybe got weird and then she got calm.
Yeah.
Again, you know, which is fine. You know what?
The woo-woo pipeline is a slippery slope, mm-hmm. and I respect those who go too far down it and then are like, you know what? I kind of just want to have some fun.
And that's... Go off, queen.
I love that.
Go off.
I love growth.
And that's huge. Growth is huge. So when it comes to horror or just movies in general, what was the first one to like scare you? Because... Everyone has like that one as a kid where you were like, wow, this thing of SpongeBob scared me, or Nightmare on Elm Street, or for me it was Spider-Man, the Green
That's
Goblin.
That's so funny. Okay, what was the first movie that really, Spirited Away.
Okay, yeah.
My parents had to walk, we had to walk out of the theater because I started crying.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck this. Fuck this shit. Why the fuck did you bring me to this?
Mm-hmm.
We left. We left. I said, fuck that.
Yeah.
That one. And then the other one where the parents get kidnapped. Is that Spirited Away? What's the other Miyazaki one? We watched it in film school. Where they go to the hotel.
Howl's Moving Castle?
Something like that.
Yeah,
The parents get kidnapped in it very early on. The comment section is screaming right now. God, what is it called? It's not Spirited. Spirited Away is the one with the horse. That one we did have to walk out of the theater. Was it Spirited Away? Yes. Okay, then it is Spirited Away.
It's only Spirited Away.
It's only that one. No, had to walk out of the theater.
Oh my God.
I'm so codependent with my parents. I was like, if you fucks die, it's over for me. I am killing myself. Fuck that. Hated that movie. And then, like I said, my mom was an actress, so like anything she's ever been in really freaked me out. My mom was also in a horror movie.
Okay.
House 4.
Okay.
Hated that. Hated watching that. So yeah, those were... And then I would say the one that really was like, okay, I am not going to watch this genre until I am much older. This is so embarrassing.
No, it's okay.
Shaun of the Dead.
Yeah.
The spoof horror movie.
Mm-hmm.
The specific scene where he is like stretched out by the zombies and they're like...
Yeah.
I hated that.
Yeah.
I'm like sweating thinking about it.
Right now. It's also hot as hell in here. I think he turned the air off when our producer left.
Yeah.
And it was just, I'm like, ooh, I'm hot flashing. Or we're going through menopause.
Menopause.
Probably. I think so, early onset. No, Spirited Away. I'm going to be honest with you, I'm not an anime person. And that because of that, because it freaked me out so much as a kid. And I was like, I can't get down with this. And I understand people who are hype about it. And I love that for you. No, thank you. Thank you. As a horror fan, I can watch people get decapitated, everything. That, there's something about the animation style freaks me out.
Interesting.
Also.
Does it feel like it like hits on something that's like childlike and like scary?
I don't know. I think it's just the way it's drawn or something.
Because
it like, there's one like HBO Cartoon Network-esque. It's like Happy Friends or something. It's like a weird animated show. Like that animation style makes me want to throw up.
Oh, interesting.
I don't know what about it. It makes me like nauseous looking at it.
Wait, that's very interesting.
So I don't know. There's definitely something to it. But that one, it's just, there's something about it that, and it's just, it's creepy.
It's very creepy. Anything that had to do with like parents getting stolen really freaked me out as a kid. Or like kidnapped, like that. I had like a real abandonment thing when I was young, where I would, like if my parents like left me in a restaurant and they're like, oh, I forgot my wallet. I'll be right back. I was like, oh, they're not coming back.
Are you an only child?
Yes.
That checks out.
Yeah. Only child. So I was like, oh, they have no reason to come back. Like they have their wallet and they're in the car.
They're gone.
Like, why would they come back? Like,
so you're saying that the Disney Channel original movie Dad Napped is your nightmare.
Truly.
Starring Emily Osment.
Truly. Wouldn't even watch the trailer.
Yeah. That's too much.
Too much.
Too much. Too much. Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It goes deep. And we're in therapy.
Good for you, girl. Good for you. That's huge. That's huge. I just learned that. Well, no, I didn't just learn. I knew about this.
Yeah.
But I forgot that it was tea. I forgot about it. You know how you forget?
Yeah.
I had to explain to an elder millennial things. And
Urban Dictionary is a great resource for that.
That, too.
Yeah.
I had a 10-year-old explain aura to me, and that was huge.
Aura, skibbity toilet.
They said Ohio skibbity toilet riz in one fluid sentence. And I said, are you having a stroke?
Because I am.
imagine like learning English and you have to be like, now you have today's slang. Like Ohio is a state, but it also means you suck.
I just learned that today. I just learned that right now.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I mean, that's actually.
It makes sense.
Well,
that makes sense.
It's kind of accurate.
Yeah.
I think I might actually be using that.
Yeah, that one's like, that one makes sense. Everything else doesn't. Like,
no, everything else is nonsense.
Yeah.
They're cooked. Kids are cooked.
They're cooked. Just like we are about the substance. Mm-hmm. Heyo. And that's called what?
Callback.
Heyo. So if you had to explain this movie to somebody who has never seen it before, how would you explain this?
Okay. This movie is a very French movie, and the French love making movies that are basically music videos. And so by that, it's just a lot of bold visuals.
Butts.
Minimal dialogue and body gore. And it's basically where it's a metaphor analogy about how women's value in society is thrown away as they age and that... once they're no longer beautiful, they can no longer be consumed by the patriarchy, and thus they have no further value in society. And that manifests through Demi Moore, being a starlet, getting fired because she's 50, which is hilarious. And she finds out that she can take this substance and become a more beautiful, better version of herself. And that just is Margaret Qualley being birthed out of Demi Moore's spine. And they have to switch back and forth every week or they die.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that's right. Yeah. That's about it.
And guess what? That's the episode. And that's it. Thanks,
that's
guys.
That's it. Thank you.
Thank you for that coming. Was great. You're like, I did traffic for what?
Yeah.
Exactly. So I guess the big question is, would you take the substance?
I'd for sure take it.
Okay.
But I would stop. I will say the part where I was like, bitch, why are you doing this? Is after the finger.
Yeah, your finger is old. I thought, and even, I had seen it a couple of times, but every time I'm like, is she going to cut her finger off? She should just cut her finger off.
Cut the finger off or wear gloves, bitch.
Yeah.
Also, your pussy's fine. Like, you could have been, You could have been sucking and fucking with that nasty ass finger. You didn't need to continue to do all this.
Yeah, but like, but they're like, oh, you're gonna be alone, and she's like, well, this billboard, you know, this is me, an extension of me, you know, pursuing the dream of a jazzercise
whoring. I don't know,
sparkling.
Also, can I tell you, if the better version of myself came out with a gap tooth, I'd demand a refund.
Yeah, I would be like, we're going to go to a dentist, an orthodontist. We're going to get you some braces. How about some Invisalign? Ooh.
The better version of myself has a gap tooth. That's fucked up. That's fucked up.
So if I did it, would the better version of myself not have a stutter? Because that'd be bullying. That'd be mean.
Or what if the better version of yourself isn't even your same gender?
What if you're trans?
What if you're trans?
What if they're trans?
Bro, there's a lot about this movie that we need a sequel.
They need to answer all of these questions. Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I was like, I did see that and I was like, what the fuck? Like, that's really, that annoyed me. Obviously, they're both beautiful. Obviously, Demi Moore is beautiful. Obviously, Margot Qualley is beautiful. They're stunning. They're
stunning.
I did some like extra research on this. Because I brought my friend in today, Kaylin. Kaylin and I went to film school together.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, so we often find ourselves doing the dialectical research on films.
I love it. No, I also appreciate that because a lot of people are just like, he's got a penis. And you're like,
you're like
yeah. So plot points, they're like, I drank today. And they're like,
cool.
Thank you.
I read the director was talking about this in an interview that she specifically wanted to hire an actress, Demi Moore, to play this character because she wanted to have like the maximalist effect of the audience feeling like this actress would know exactly what this feeling is like being aged out of Hollywood. And that even though she is so beautiful, the fact that there are some audience people, myself included at times, going, why are you doing this? Like, you're so beautiful. Like, that's your own projection of how you feel about yourself. In that you're judging her for not appreciating her own beauty, which I thought was a really interesting way to tackle that, because upon first watch, I just was irritated. Yeah. But then I was like, that is true. Like, the fact that I'm irritated that this beautiful woman, by the way, what the fuck is Demi Moore's skincare routine?
It's so good. Where is she going? What kind of facials is she getting? What kind of laser?
It's laser. I actually do think it's laser. Okay. I think people have stopped with the fillers, and I do think they're now just, they're doing laser and peels.
Yeah, my mom and like the peels. And it's, they hurt.
They really hurt.
I don't want to do that.
I don't want to do it. Not now.
I've heard that it's.
I think that's what they're doing. Yeah. That and the red light, which is worth it.
Okay.
The red light is worth it.
Okay. I have a little like. It's almost like a shower head, but it's a red light. And I just kind of put it on as I'm watching TV.
You know,
just throw it on.
Oh, yeah. It's great. Yeah. It's fantastic.
What does it do?
It's supposed to produce, it reduces inflammation. Then I think it's also supposed to reproduce collagen.
Okay. I was like, I don't know. I'm just going to throw it on and see what happens.
It does work. Cool. I've been dealing with like randomly awful hormonal acne now in my like late 20s. And it's truly been the only thing that's helping.
Okay.
It's worth it. But yeah, what were we saying?
Demi Moore, hot.
Director.
Her skincare. The ADHD's gone. Train gone.
You initially asked me what this movie was about, and then I talked about Margot Qualley.
You know what? We'll probably jump around again. But the fact that they assessed her only on her spine, that was good. So you're saying my scoliosis ass.
Oh, yeah.
I can't do it, probably.
No, he would have been like.
You would have been like, there's an S curve.
Yeah, nope. Nah. It's not going to work. It's not going to come out right.
Fuck.
It's going to come out the side. You would have ended up like the monster at the end.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
When the tit fell out at the end, the perfect tit fell out on the floor at the end, I looked at Kaylin and I go, do you think I could take a photo of that and take it to a surgeon and be like, I want that one?
Because it was perfect.
Perfect.
Perfectly run. Now, would you want it to dangle? Or do you just want it?
I'd want the end where she comes out and her tits are like hacky sacks, like flapjacks at the end. Where she can do knee highs with the tits at the end. Yeah,
the ball that like almost, she looks like Johnny Knoxville and Bad Grandpa.
Yes.
But like a ball, or even like the Six Flags
The guy. Six Flags Grandpa. Yeah, looks like that,
but with like really flapjack skinny. Tics.
Yeah, it was impressive.
I wrote that down. The flapjack tits.
Yeah, they were impressive. She was literally struggling to run because they were hitting her knees.
And it's like, damn, the girl, that sucks.
That sucks.
But you know, Sue. She said, I hate how they go, Sue.
She's like, and then the part that really bugged me too, and this was an acting choice on Margaret Qualley's part that I kind of wish she didn't do, but she was like she was like biting her lip at like, and it was like,
yeah,
like you're hot. Like you didn't need to push it. You didn't need to do it that much.
I don't know about you. I've never been able to pull off a lip bite. I feel like I look stupid. I feel like I end up looking like those middle school boys who are like, you know, like it just doesn't.
Yeah, no, it's very childlike. It's very infantilization. I didn't really love that as an acting choice. I thought she could have done that a little bit. That was a role where like she is so beautiful that you really didn't have to play it other than just existing. Yeah. And I think there were moments where I was like, you're playing this a little too French for me. Let's dial it back a little. Let's dial it back. Let's dial back the French overdone stuff just a hair and play it for the notes that you're doing.
Yeah.
I liked the end, though, where she beat the shit out of her. I thought that she did that well.
That was great. I felt bad.
Oh, of course.
It's also, like, I think the crazy moment is them seeing each other for the first time and being like,
Yeah.
Like, that's, like, I've seen you asleep, but I've never seen you
awake,
and now we're both existing in the same timeline. At that rate, you could have just walked away. You could have been like, you know what?
I'm good.
Let's walk away.
But the part about this movie that I had questions about, and I think it was intentional because it's like, but I wish it had been made a little bit more clear. They did really play on the fact that like Sue was like a different person.
Yeah.
And like and the whole point was like, no, it's actually like her, the worst parts of herself are embodied in this better version. Yes. But then at the end when they split like that,
yeah,
it kind of reinforces the confusion of like, are they separate?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I that was the one point where I was like, I kind of wish that was a little bit clearer because to me, I was like, that made me feel more sympathetic to Demi Moore that like she was somehow being taken advantage of in some way.
Yeah.
Like her time was being stolen, even though apparently, you know, they're supposedly supposed to be the same.
Yeah.
I wish that my note to the director, this, you know, award-winning director, I wish you had made it a little bit clearer for my small American bird brain. It's what I wish. Thank you.
It's also, again, I mean, you kind of talked about it with the peptides and shit, but like to just blindly be like, I'm going to trust this guy and go to this address.
Yeah.
And it's in a scary building.
Yeah. Bitches are doing that with Mangiarno right now. Like, there are influencers doing that, shooting up the Mangiarno right now.
Crazy.
Yeah, they're going to the same place they get their Botox and they're going, oh yeah, this thing, prescribe it for me.
What is it? I think we need the aliens to come and like
they don't want us.
I think we need the asteroid at least.
Yeah, I mean they don't want us. They're just looking at us and they're like, there's nothing we can do.
There's so much plastic.
They're done. Like they're cooked. Done. Like we're gonna wait till they've completely annihilated each other.
Yeah.
This planet'll survive.
Oh, yeah.
We'll kill each other. And then they'll come and they'll colonize it and they'll make it better.
And I hope that for the Earth.
Yeah, I hope that for the Earth. Because we haven't done shit for her.
The Earth deserves so better. Much more.
Yeah, we're like a bad boyfriend to the Earth.
Yeah. And it sucks. Because some of us are like, you know, like you have the good moments with the bad boyfriend, but you're like, we're just really abusive and toxic.
Yeah.
And
we're codependent. Like we won't fix ourselves. We're too addicted to the Mangiarno.
We keep saying we're going to.
Yeah.
We keep trying to go to therapy. We keep trying to save the environment. We have the resources to do it, but we're lazy.
We're lazy. We're lazy as fuck.
Wow.
But what are we going to do? Just take the substance.
Honestly, at this rate, I was going to say no, but I guess I would just be like, thank you. Be like, no.
No, I'd fully take it. I'm so cooked. I'll try anything.
Okay. I'll try anything once. And that's all it takes.
Yeah, that's all it takes is once. Because I would have tried it once.
Then you have a giant ass scar on your back the rest of your life.
Yeah. Although it healed pretty nicely.
Yeah.
It healed pretty nicely. And I feel like, you know.
It also healed very fast.
Very quickly.
And is Sue really good at stitches.
Not particularly.
All of a sudden, like, she was about to throw up.
Yeah.
She's like, ew, I came out of that? Gross.
Actually, what am I saying? I literally have vasovagal. There's no shot I could do this. I can't even shoot myself with a shot. Like, I had to take a shot for migraines because I have, like, really, really bad migraines. And I did it once, and I was like, I'll never do this again. Yeah. I almost threw up. There's no way.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did get the address for the peptides, but I don't think I'll go through with it. Also, too, if I showed you the girl who gave me the address of the peptides, you'd be like, bitch, you're crazy. She's tattooed from, like, neck to feet.
And you're like, I trust her.
Totally.
She has a 4.5 star review, yeah, and that's huge.
Yeah, she's making $30,000 a day on OnlyFans. I trust her.
That's, goddamn. I mean, good for her. Jeez. So she want to give us some of that money?
No. She's going to Japan.
But she doesn't need $30,000 a day to get to Japan. No. Like, what is she buying in Japan for that?
Clothes, shoes, boyfriends. I don't know.
You can pay for that. Yeah, you can just buy that. You can buy that stuff. Wow, money. Yeah, remember, money can buy anything. Cries in Spanish.
Hate that.
Have you ever done a jazzercise workout class, or have you ever watched one of those videos?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah.
They're horrifying.
They're terrifying. They're kind of great, though. There was one that was... Did you ever watch the Barbie workout one?
No, I don't think so.
It's Barbie doing it. And there's a young Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Like the doll?
Yes. It's like from like the early... No, I want to say it's like 90s. And it's like... there's a young Jennifer Love Hewitt in it. And it's like... Barbie's like, yeah, you can do it. And it's... awesome. And I used to watch it when I was little.
That's crazy. Yeah. No, I never was into the jazzercise thing. I was a competitive tennis player.
Okay.
So, like, working out to me was always, like, I didn't understand that, like, dance could be a workout.
Yeah.
I was very anti-Pilates for many years because I was like, that's not working out. It is.
It is.
But, yeah, no, I never got into the jazzercise stuff. But I did always find it odd that We praised women for working out in that way. But then when it came to, like, actual, like, physical, like, strength,
mm-hmm.
we were, like, gross. So I never really, that never computed for me because I was an athlete growing up.
Yeah.
And I just was like, whatever.
That's too much. Also, you do give me the vibe of someone who played tennis. Like, you know? It's like you know when you what star signs people are, like, you can, like, people like, oh, I think you're this.
Yeah.
That sport, like, sport you played in high school, and then also if you played an instrument in middle school, I think you can also, like, judge someone based on that. I think it says a lot about your personality.
That's really funny. Wait, what star sign are you?
What do you think?
I don't know. I'm not good at guessing.
I don't know shit about shit.
Oh, you don't know shit about shit? Okay. Then I'm always curious
I'm
about.
I'm a Capricorn.
Oh, love. I'm a Virgo.
Okay. Yeah. Love. I know that
we get along. Yeah. We get along. Yes. We are two sides of the same coin. Yeah. Yes. I love Capricorn girlies. You guys are fucking on it.
Thank you.
I love a type A bitch with a type B aesthetic. Where you're like, your room isn't clean. Like, mm-hmm. I'm the same way. Like, I'm a very, everybody's like, oh, you're so put together. I'm like, you should see my room.
It's organized chaos.
Total organized chaos. Total organized chaos.
That is me to a T.
Love it.
Yep.
Slay.
Me to a T. But yeah, so did you play an instrument in middle school?
No. Okay. Oh, they forced me to play saxophone.
Okay. I played saxophone.
I was not good at it. I never practiced.
Okay.
It was like one of those mandatory classes.
Mm-hmm.
And I was
you
like,
need at least to,
I needed
it was
one.
Like a string instrument or a woodwind, pick one.
And my last name is Z, so okay. I had the last choice.
Oh, yeah. And all that was left was the saxophone.
All that was left was the saxophone. I did not, it was so heavy. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to carry it.
Was it the bass or which one was it? Was it the small one? Or the medium one or the big one?
I mean, I was a child. I was like a child in
was
middle
it an
school.
Alto?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I don't know. It was gold.
They're all gold.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. Yeah.
They're all gold.
Cool. Okay. Didn't know if there was like some rose gold kind. So like
that would be pretty. And I would maybe if there were.
There aren't any silver saxophones.
There probably are.
There
but
have
it's,
to
it,
be.
It's mostly like the gold color.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Wait, what instrument did you play?
The alto saxophone.
Alto saxophone. Yeah. Sax girlies.
Sax
Love
girlies.
It.
That's who we are, man. Sax girlies. Do you know what I hate about this movie?
Hmm.
Dennis Quaid. Not only as a person,
he's vile,
but also just in this movie, him eating prawns and just being in this movie.
The director said that that was one of the scenes that people multiple times asked her to cut
because it was so vile. Yeah.
And she was like, I'm going to keep it for that very reason.
Oh, yeah, totally.
If a scene, she said something that really struck me as an artist. If somebody has like a real visceral reaction to something that you're doing, keep it. And I was like, that's a really good note. And I think actually really parlays into stand up a lot. Like a lot of my bits are very, I talk about my family a lot in a very like, I think the word is grotesque.
Yeah.
Way. And it either does very well or it does very bad. And I kind of love that because I'd rather have a big reaction than no reaction at all.
Totally. I prefer a groan over a laugh.
Oh, say it louder for the people in the back. I love upsetting people. That is my ticklish spot, is showing something. Is me and Caitlin have this thing where we send each other these things we call cursed reels.
Okay, yes.
Where it is the most horrifying shit you can imagine. Mm-hmm. It just makes us laugh so hard.
Oh, I love that.
It's the best. Do you know Will Blunderfield?
I probably would recognize his face. I'm not good with names.
Okay. We're just going to pull this out. This has nothing to do with the sub. Well, actually, kind of Substance-esque, you know, actually.
Because it's the cringe. And like, there's a lot of that stuff with.
Okay, wait, let's see.
Fucking Dennis Quaid, his MAGA face.
What's up, brother? So I'm just here with my foreskin back doing my taxes. And you might say, why would this crazy Canadian have his foreskin back? Mm. Well, it puts a pressure on the frenulum. When you roll back your foreskin, the little elastic band that connects right prior to the piss slit down into the foreskin, it gets pulled on. And that frenulum is literally the stimulation point for the pineal gland in Chinese medicine. The pineal will connect you to God through DMT. So basically, God can help you do your taxes. If you don't have a foreskin, you still have a phantom frenulum. Actually, sometimes they'll leave it and sometimes they won't. But what you can do, just take some spit and rub, rub, rub where the frenulum was, and you'll get that same DMT hit. Let's try it now. What's up?
So, as someone who is wielding a vagina,
you can't do your taxes. You can't use your frenulum to do your taxes, is what I'm trying to tell you.
Women have, it's so much harder for women.
It's so much harder for women. Wow. It's so much harder for women.
You should comment and be like, and for women, what do we do?
He also, so he doesn't identify as gay, although he arguably always, he's always on the internet talking about how sucking his bro's hummus cannons is what the Spartans did.
Sure.
And it's
hummus cannons?
Hummus cannons, because he'll get blocked if he says anything else.
Yes.
So he has this whole.
Why must you corrupt my other podcast? Can you just keep this to the fuck?
Never.
This is such a wholesome podcast.
It's not.
I don't care. Why do you bring me anywhere unless you want me to talk about Will Blunderfield and his frenulum? I talk about this as my own father. Everybody knows about Will. Everyone in my life who's important knows about Will. It's actually a really good barometer with men. Keita, it is so hot in here. I'm sweating.
No, I just put the air.
Oh, thank God. Oh, my God. The amount of tit sweat underneath my fucking double A's is insane.
It's what you
whatever. Anyways, okay. What were we saying?
And I'm keeping all that in.
Good.
And that's because I'm not editing that. That's too much. But we're talking about how gross the prawns were.
The prawns are really gross. I had a question too. What happens if you miss a vein?
Yeah, they were all really confident. Like all of a sudden they are phlebotomists.
Yeah,
all of a sudden they're really good at that. I've been told I have really like
difficult veins.
I'm like really hard. Like the veins are really hard to find.
You have really tight veins.
They're like really skinny. Because of all the Ozempic.
But all the bootleg Ozempic.
So much Ozempic. It's great. Ellie's changed me. And then also it's so green. It's so green.
It's so green.
And you're just also tapping this giant ass needle into this bitch's spine.
Over and over. Over and over.
You're getting an epidural once a day.
Also, why didn't you go to another spot?
Yeah, you just picked, you're like, this is the same one. We're this just going
to... Yeah, she might have had some more, you know, good juice in her a few spots up, but you didn't even try.
You said, no, and it's... Oh, then when it started getting, like, pussy?
Yeah. I was like, why didn't you try another... Girl, if it had been me and I was like, I got my big performance tonight, I would have been stabbing that body all over trying to find some other little, you know,
literally
juice pack.
Anything.
Anything.
Or also, hey, how about the week before you had this big event? Take it off.
Yeah. Switch back.
Give yourself a break as well.
Yeah. Yeah. No, nothing. Or nothing.
I feel like also her, Sue, her boyfriend, lover,
yeah,
dumb man. How the fuck did he not go into her bathroom and be like, hey, you have hinges. I wonder what's in this thing. Also, Sue's a carpenter. So she's a medical trained professional and she's a carpenter.
That was the part that pissed me off.
Under a day, she built a whole room.
First of all, the fact that that bitch could even walk into Home Depot and know the equipment to buy.
She's been born 2 days, a day. 2 days?
And if we're saying they're one and the same.
Yeah.
You're telling me Elizabeth Sparkle had carpentry experience.
Everyone knows. So the first thing she's known for, jazzercise. Second thing, carpentry. Duh. She builds birdhouses.
Right. And that, and in, also, if you're a network, like starlet for many years, you would have been able to afford a home, not an apartment.
Yeah. Also, she had, like, no furniture.
None.
It was just a stage, like a small stage, and then just an open area for activities if she needed to do them.
If she needed activities. But I also was like, you would have been able to afford a home.
Right. Yeah.
You wouldn't be in an apartment. Like,
especially after that many years.
After that many years. There's no way.
You're not living next to Horn Dog
McGee,
across the way.
Yeah. No.
It was like, if you need... help, I'm super handy with, you know, carpentry stuff.
Yeah.
Not sex things, unless.
You got a loose lip in that outfit.
She might. The fact that, and there was, I saw this movie for the first time with a second date.
I actually think I saw this movie for the first time with a guy, but I can't remember who it was. But yes, continue. Yeah.
It was like I literally asked him afterwards, I'm like, so are you a boobs or ass guy?
And he was like, they're both great.
They're both great. And I'm like, well, I have no tits.
Yeah.
So.
So there's a right and wrong answer.
There's
here.
A lot of tits. Yeah. I'm not Margot Qualley. Sorry, I don't have a gap in my tooth. I'll put one in. Okay, Tyra.
Do you think those are her real boobs? I thought they were fake. Not like she has her boobs done, but I thought she was wearing a fake chest.
She might have been wearing like a push-up. Or something.
No. In the bare boob scene.
Oh, they didn't look real.
They didn't look real. No shade, Margaret. Maybe those are yours.
No, and like, if they are, amazing.
Amazing.
Flawless.
Flawless. But do you know what I mean?
They looked too perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. The nipples looked plastic.
They might have been, because then it's like, you don't, you know.
Right.
It's
it's a more idealized version of yourself. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like then it might have been then.
Yeah.
Wow. Because I did...
Clock that, yeah.
Yeah,
Also, Demi Moore's tits, perfect.
Perfect.
Perfect. Perfect.
And you're like, that is actually her.
Yeah.
And you're like, this is awesome.
There also would have been so many men on field that would have fucked you, Demi. I'm just like, I'm so upset you did this to yourself. Like, so many men.
So many men. And like her, the guy from, who's the guy from her, from, what was it, 10th grade?
Oh, Fred.
Fred, 10th grade. Homeroom?
Yeah.
English. What the fuck was it?
10th grade. English homeroom. Yeah. He loved you.
He was a little obsessed. Came on a little strong.
Yeah, but like, girl, sometimes I think if she had gotten dick down that night, everything would have changed. I think the trajectory of this movie would have changed. I think if she had gotten some mid dick,
she would have never.
He would have been like, ah, that finger, who cares? Shove it up my ass. I don't give a fuck. Like, who cares?
Who cares? Yeah.
It's the hottest girl he's ever been with.
He's never going to get better. He's never going to get better. And, okay. With that, she's going on a date with Red. She's really excited. This is, again, finger. She has the fucked up finger. But she puts on gloves. She's hot. And she starts, like, having the, okay, I feel like I'm ugly. I want makeup. And then she has the full breakdown.
Meltdown, yeah.
I mean... I think we all can agree.
Totally.
I've had many of those where I'm like, no, something's off on my face. I'm not going. I'm going to cry and just stay home.
Yeah.
So many times.
I have a question for you. I have this too. Is it a makeup or is it an outfit that'll send you into that?
It's usually my hair.
Oh,
it's usually my hair. If my hair's not, because I have my hair's curly, and sometimes when it's straight, it pisses me off.
Oh, interesting.
And sometimes it'll like fall flat all of a sudden, and then I'm like, "Hey, you were good when I left the house.
Yeah,
why in my car now? Are you doing this? Or yeah, something's off." And I'm like, "You know what? No, I don't like it." And or sometimes your pants are too much, you know, and you're like, "I want these off of me." And
it's always an outfit for me that'll send me. Like a makeup, I'll just be like, I can like radically accept. I'll be like, a man, he's not going to be able to fucking pay attention to the differences. I know that in my head. Yeah. Like he doesn't even know my name, let alone the fact that my winged eyeliner isn't even.
Yeah.
If I'm wearing an outfit that I like is like a new outfit that I'm like, I don't love it, but I just bought it for this thing and I'm out. Like I remember specifically, like I was at a party like maybe like a year ago and I saw another influencer influence me to buy something. Mm-hmm. I bought this dress, did not like the way it looked on me, but it was the only thing I had and I put it on and I was like, I was at this party and I was like, I have to leave. I don't like it. I don't like the way I look. I don't like the way I feel. It's always an outfit that'll send me into that rage spiral.
Yeah. I've had so many times where I'm like, I'm going to go to the comedy store. And then I'm like halfway there and I'm like, I can feel every strain on my pants, which is usually the luteal phase.
Yep.
And then a day later I'll be like, hey, so I should have gone, but I just went home and cried. And I was like, maybe I needed that, but you know. And now I'm like, why didn't you go? Every time you don't go, it's a stab in the heart. It's like, it doesn't matter. If Sue, no, fucking... Lizzie. If she would have just understood that and been like, hey girl, you can also just stay home. You don't have to like actually punch yourself.
No. And like, no, you could have just gone. I felt so bad that he was like texting her. I was like, girl, you could have just gone.
You didn't need the red lipstick. I know. Was too much.
The red lipstick was too much. She got progressively more and more aggressive with like that meltdown. Like at first I was like, cunt, stunning, walk out the house. Yeah. You look great.
She was
like,
great. And then she said blush. More. I was like, blush blindness. Yeah. Blush blindness.
Literally. Yeah. Blush blindness. And then I also too, I noticed they started to like almost light her a little bit darker every time she went back.
Okay.
So you could like see her harden a little bit, which I thought was really interesting. They did a lot of interesting stuff with her throughout the film, like playing with the way that the camera could perceive her angles and features and stuff. The director also said too that the bathroom was specifically set dressed that way because it was supposed to be a representation of her mental space.
Yeah.
Which is so true, I think, in general of the bathroom for women.
Yeah.
It is your mental space. It is the place where you become, where you go from indoor woman to outdoor woman, where you go from being who you are perceived one-on-one with your friends, family, whoever, to transforming into who the world is willing to perceive you as.
Yeah.
Wow, yeah.
That was deep.
Wow. Thank you.
This is why you've... Yeah. That's really good. You're like, I'm freaking good at this. What the? That's crazy. How does she do...
No, I don't know.
I feel like I look stupid. Like, I feel like I look like, are you having a stroke? Are you okay? Why are you doing that?
Just go home and start practicing. That's your new bit. That's your new catchphrase. You just start biting your lip.
And they're like, are you, girl, are you okay?
The other thing, too, is her remembering to feed. The other thing I had about this was I can barely remember to feed one body.
Oh, yeah. I had a pet for a hot second. And then he, you know, they die. But sometimes I would be like, oh, I have to feed you. I forgot about that. And not that I'm like trying to, but I have ADHD. You're telling me Sue is just, well, she's sound of mind. Like,
Yeah.
So she probably doesn't have it.
Yeah.
But she remembers?
Yeah, she remembers. I mean, I can barely remember to feed myself. Like,
yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah, I could, there's no shot I'd be remembering to feed that body.
Yeah. What was it? There was something, I was just chatting with somebody today Aretha Franklin, she said, like, what's the hardest thing about your day? And she's like, oh, remembering or figuring out what to eat for dinner. because it's like, do you eat the same thing? And also eating three times a day. Like, that's three different things you have to eat or eating the same thing. And it's like, that's so much. It's like three times a day. That's a lot. That's a lot of like.
The single reason I, one of the many reasons I have not moved out of my parents' house is because the idea of having to feed myself is something that I cannot at my big age of almost 30 handle.
Too much.
I cannot do
it's
it.
It's too much. I'm like, and then everyone's like, are you going to have kids? I'm like, I can barely remember to put on deodorant. Yeah. I can't remember to do things.
I got a dog. I feed her. I remember to feed my dog more than I remember to feed myself.
Which is, and that's great.
Yeah. Cause that's all that is my happiness is my dog. And like, who cares?
Yeah.
Who cares?
I did feed my pet rabbit, by the way. It would just be like,
it's a rabbit.
It would be like, oh, I forgot to feed you at this time. It'd be like a couple hours later and I'd be like, oh yeah.
My cousin had one of those huge rabbits. Whoa. Like the ones that are like,
oh my God.
Like
yay
high.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it's a small dog.
Yeah, it was like a small dog. Yeah. It would like look at you and I'd be like, you could hurt me. Like if you got angry, like you could fuck my shit up.
Yeah, rabbits
are huge teeth.
Yeah, they're awesome.
Yeah, they don't fuck around.
Yeah, my rabbit, he's small. He was like this big.
Oh, okay.
But he was fat.
Oh.
He's chunky boy.
He needed the Ozempic.
Yeah, honestly,
he needed the Ali Ozempic.
Everyone kept, like, every time I brought him into the vet, they'd be like, he's fat. And I'm like, he's 3 pounds. You are fat shaming.
Yeah,
you are fat shaming.
What is this, LA?
Literally. Yeah, it was. And I was like, mm-mm. Like, this is so rude. Well, then do you have rabbit Ozempic? Do you have skinnier hay? I don't know. What else? He's eating hay. He's eating vegetables.
Rabbit Ozempic, the new thing, like raping Hollywood. All the starlets are on rabbit Ozempic.
That's the new thing. That's the new thing. It's keeping the rabbits skinny and
them, and the micro-influencers.
And the micro-influencers. It's all the rage these days. It is all the rage. Oh, my gosh. What time is it? Amazing. We're fucking crushing it, dude. Do we feel bad for Sue at all in the end when she's like, when all this bad shit's happening to her, like her teeth falling out also, that was like a fucking nightmare.
That was the only part that made Caitlin cringe. Do we feel bad for Sue? No, not really. My heart really broke for Demi more than it really ever broke for Sue. Because to me, I feel like it is such a representation of what trying to fix or change the way that you look will do to you.
Yeah.
It is such an inevitable, that is such the inevitable end to it, is you end up killing yourself in a way. And I guess that's my own like lack of compassion and for somebody's like mental illness, and that maybe that's not great, but I think I don't know why it reminds me of this, but it's like, you know how people get like the filler blindness and like that type of face blindness, and then they start looking insane like in real life.
Yeah.
That's what it reminded me of, was like, it's like you get to this point where you're so obsessed with the way that you look and you're so obsessed with the way that you're perceived that when there's, in this case, a huge downfall of that, her teeth are falling out.
Yeah.
Your life and your, you know, your world is shattered and then your body explodes. So I didn't really feel bad for it. It was more just like, yeah, that is what's going to happen. That is the inevitable end. Although I will say, I do hope that when Hollywood eventually tells me that I am too old to be of use, I get to projectile spray my period blood in a boardroom.
That'd be awesome.
That's how I hope I go. That's how I hope this city is the last they see me, is me just free bleeding projectiling in a boardroom of executives.
You imagine like that background casting call being like, hey, so you're gonna be in this horror movie.
Yeah.
You will be doused with blood.
Yeah.
Some of you will not be wearing shirts and your titties will be out.
And your titties will be out. It'll be a close-up on your ass.
Yeah.
You will be finding that fake blood in every orifice for months.
And we need a child also.
Oh, yeah.
That's, we're going to cover with blood.
Yeah.
And then just a bunch of random people.
It's so French.
I really, and this, again, this was the part where I was like, that's weird, which is the whole movie, basically. Yeah. But, of course, this is the one part I picked out that doesn't matter. When, you know, after Monster Sue...
El Monstro Sue.
El Monstro Sue, and you have Demi Moore in the back.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
She's, her mouth is stuck open. It's fucking awesome. I love when her face comes, or her, like, the cardboard cutout falls off her face. And then you just have the one person stand up, and then she just, and then the one person screams.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's, you know what? Look, I understand it's a movie. That was so awkward. That was so awkward. Yeah. And I'm like,
there should have been at least like a gasp.
Yeah. And it was just like, no, I stand and scream now.
Yeah.
I also stand and scream now. I also stand and scream now. And again,
it's,
I know,
French. It's a movie. It's a music video. Yes. It's a music video movie. That's what they all are.
I didn't know anything about that, but I'm like,
yeah, it's very maximalist, over the top.
Is she French? Is that why you're saying, is the
director and who also wrote it is
okay.
French.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. So very French maximalist type of film. Okay. Which I mean, look, I think in any other subject matter, I would find that, like, pretty lazy.
Yeah.
But I think in this case, she also mentioned, too, like, my dad's main critique about this movie, because my dad is also a big film buff, was, like, I hate the fact that they made her, like, a jazzercise actress. Like, mm-hmm. That's not realistic. Like, nobody gets a TV show as a jazzercise actress.
Yeah.
But the director ended up saying, like, I made Hollywood as outside of reality as possible so that this film could be timeless, which I thought was a really interesting way to approach it, because that it works. And like, this movie can be watched in any time and you will still get the overall theme and subtext and nuances of it. And it doesn't have to be like so within the realm of reality that we understand in order to be understood later on.
Yeah. I need to look more into her. I don't know names of actors. I know Demi Moore because Demi Moore and
Margaret Qualley, yeah.
But after that, it's like,
yeah, I didn't know. I mean, it's Dennis Quaid, Margaret Qualley, Demi Moore, and then like that was pretty much
like
it.
The main cast.
Yeah,
there was kind of like
total background.
Yeah, you had the guy on the phone.
Yeah, the guy on the phone, Fred,
and then the
nurse,
then the old guy. Who's the...
Yeah.
Was it like 407 or something?
Yeah. And then like the vagrant hot guys who just kept fucking cracking Margaret Qualley every other week.
I just think that the point... I'm going to call it 0.5. It's not called a 0.5.
Yeah.
But for the iPhone people, it's a 0.5. The iPhone shots or the 0.5 shots of like the rounding of the butt was hilarious to me.
Oh, of the guys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this, just like... Yeah.
He was hot, though, I will say.
He was hot.
I mean, hairy ass, but very hot. He had a very hairy ass. I would have requested that to be waxed before he got on my set, but it is what it is. She's shaking her head no. I would have requested a wax ass, but...
Everybody knows that if you're on the set with Jesse, you have to have a wax ass. It doesn't even matter if you're... Hey, if your pants are still on, that's great.
Wax.
Wax it. Disgusting. Yeah. Get out.
Disgusting. Disgusting.
And that is in her contract?
It's in my contract. That's in my rider. You walk into my dressing room, your ass must be waxed.
It has to. You cannot speak. I can tell just by the vibe that you're carrying that your ass is so hairy. don't even start it on your back. Don't even start it. Don't even mention it to her.
No.
She will stab you.
No.
She will stab you. If you had the substance version of you, what would you name it? Because I think you could have came up with a better name than Sue.
Okay, so the director actually talked about this too. She said she did Sue because she wanted it to be harkened back to like Marilyn Monroe. Like, okay. Marilyn is such an old name, but it's like this idealized standard of beauty that we still look back on. Mm. And it was like a slight nod to the fact that this idealized beauty standard has come from such an old place. And it was like a very subtle nod that nobody would have ever, but again, I agree with you. Sue was like you might as well be called Virginia or something, yeah. or like Bertha. It was bizarre.
Yeah, I mean, Bertha would be mine because she'd be all hobbly with my scoliosis. She'd come out like, Bertha! Yeah. And I'd be like, Jesus, that actually got ugly. Fuck. Never mind. I'm actually going to ruin my career. Yeah. She doesn't get better. It just goes downhill for her. And I'm like, you know what? Yeah, let's just end it. Let's terminate this.
Yeah,
real
let's
quick.
Terminate. Yeah.
I'm going to terminate myself, actually, yeah. and let's just have her go.
I wonder what that would have happened if she terminated herself instead of the.
Yeah, because if you look in like Johnny Knoxville Bad Grandpa and the Six Flags Grandpa,
I would have ended it.
If I saw myself in the mirror like that with, again, flapjack tits.
I would have just taken
no amount of plastic surgery.
Taken a shotgun to my head.
Yeah.
Okay, what would my name been? Names are so hard.
I know, it's hard to.
Names are so hard.
But what's the first thing? The first thing is the correct thing.
Probably like Chloe. Chloe. Yeah. I just feel like Chloe's such a cunty name.
Yeah.
I've never met an ugly Chloe.
Okay. Yeah.
I've never met an ugly Chloe. C-H.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Let's get very clear here.
Get it together. C-H.
Okay. Chloe, yeah. You could also be Coco.
Coco. Ooh, Coco. Yeah.
What would yours be?
When I was little, I wanted my name to be Roxy really bad.
Mm, that's kind of old-fashioned, too.
Right?
Like Roxanne. Like, that's still kind of like an old-fashioned name, too. Yeah. Yeah.
I like the X and the Y.
Yeah.
But Roxy. I'm an IE girly with my name, so like.
You would have done an IE?
No, I think I would have done a Y. Because I feel like Roxy with an IE, it doesn't go as hard.
No, she's in a trailer.
Yeah.
Roxy with an IE is in a trailer.
But Katie with a Y.
I don't know. Katie with a Y is also kind of cunty.
But that's, I'm Katie IE. IE's like.
IE's hot. IE's like IE's hot like, girl. IE is hot girl.
Like
elite. I've never met an ugly IE Katie. I've never met an ugly IE Katie.
Thanks.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. It's based off
You're
my
like, until today.
No,
this
no.
ugly bitch. No, yeah. Well, my legal name is Caitlin.
Caitlin, okay.
But that's, she's like a bitch. I think that's a bitch name. You know what I'm saying?
Really?
I think a Caitlin is a bitch. Yeah, if I, like, Caitlin's me if I straighten my hair.
Oh,
and she's a bitch.
Caitlin to me just is like very like middle America, yeah. like white lady. I think of like pushover.
Okay.
I think you have like the live, laugh, love thing and you're like white knuckling a marriage you're not happy in. Like, that's what I think of Caitlin.
And that could have been me. And that could have been me if I stayed in L.A.
Yeah.
Or we're in L.A.
Yeah, we're in L.A.
I don't know where I am.
If you moved to Orange County, that would have been you.
My parents love Orange County.
Oh.
They love Irvine.
Oh, well, yeah. Wisconsin. I feel like Wisconsin and Irvine, there's a Venn diagram in which that exists.
Awful. Awful. What else do you have on your notes?
Oh, what else?
I'm rounding to the end of mine.
Okay. What else did I have on my
notes? Yeah, I think I covered. Oh, the goo Demi,
more
at the end when she, after post getting shot, post blood cannon bazooka over everybody, and becoming the ball of goo and her just on the Walk of Fame.
Yeah, yeah.
And then just kind of,
yeah, yeah.
Like I love the ADR of that. I'm like that. How do you, have you done ADR before?
No.
It is so fucking awkward.
Really?
It is so awkward. I had to do it for a horror movie and it was just like, you can't see me, but you can, like, I'm getting hit.
Yeah.
So I had to just be like, but it's just me in my apartment doing that by myself. I'm like, how do I get into that?
Character.
Of, you're like, okay, now you're going to pretend like you're a ball of goo and you have to use every appendage you have to get to your star.
Yeah, I had that same thought when she put in the activator.
Mm-hmm.
Like, where do you go in your brain to have a Margaret Qualley crawl out of your spine?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's that feeling? Like, what's that real life emotion you're pulling from? I couldn't tell you. Yeah. I don't think I can act, honestly. This is the other thing. Like, I think I might be a little bit too on the spectrum to be doing all that. Like, I'm not. no one ever goes, I don't know how you're feeling.
Yeah.
Like I could, so to try and get into the headspace of how a character's like, it just, it's baffling to me. Yeah, I imagine she was just in the ADR booth and she was just like, yeah.
That was really good.
Thank you.
You should.
Thank you.
Hear me out.
You're welcome.
That was
great.
Should have done it into the mic.
Yeah.
The mic. That would have been amazing.
Oh, the other thing I had to say is the final monster.
Yes.
Perfect for amazing. Congress. Perfect for Congress. Oh, have you seen the people in Congress?
Yes.
Should run.
They, yes. Zer, it, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Zim, Zer, the monster, yeah. Should 100% run. I feel like it would, I've seen clips from the State of the Union this last past, and quite similar. Yeah. I think that now's the time. Now's your time.
And you know what? She was like TV. It's like, you're still going to be on TV, but it's political.
C-SPAN and C-SPAN. You're, you know, taking the rights of millions of Americans.
And you might get to wear a pantsuit, which is fun.
That's fun. Okay, what was the other thing I had to say? I do think it's funny that, like, Demi Moore, like, I do, as a woman, like, in Hollywood over podcasting, all that, like, there's a part of me that, like, looks at women who have, like, who are a few generations ahead of us, who have just, like, retired and aren't working, and I'm like, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to be a part of this machine forever. And in many ways, Demi Moore just basically forced herself back into the patriarchy and capitalism. Like, yeah. she wanted to work more. Like, it just doesn't, to me, I was like, you now have your best years ahead of you. Like, you don't have to work for this douchebag anymore.
Yeah.
You're still beautiful. And I do think it's important. I hear Jordan Jensen talk about this a lot, mm-hmm. about, like, aging gracefully, mm-hmm. and how there aren't a lot, especially, I think, for her, who she grew up watching, like, there aren't a lot of, like, women that you can look at who age gracefully, like, we're facelifts and all of that.
Yeah.
And I do think there is something to be said about, like, having conversations around, like, looking your age. Like, mm-hmm. I think Demi Moore, like, looks her age, but, like, is beautiful.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I don't even think she looks her age. She's, like, actually looks younger than she is. And being okay with, like, yeah, I'm a woman of a certain age, and that means I have life experience. That means I have wisdom.
Yeah.
And that doesn't decrease my value in society. If anything, it should heighten it.
Yeah.
So I implore more young women to, like, consider that, like, life after 40, 50, like, actually could be pretty sick.
Yeah.
Like, I just want to travel. Like, I want to travel and get high and be on a beach. Maybe do some, like, you know, non-ethical sexual tourism across Europe.
Yeah, why
like,
not?
like I, you know, consensually, you know, like, I, like, to me, that's exactly how I want to spend my years after.
Yeah.
Like, the idea of having to then go back to work.
No, that's awful.
That's awful.
No, it's, and I see my mom. My mom's 62, and it's like seeing her at work and what they're so mean to her. And I'm like, Mom,
yeah,
my mom. Like,
yeah,
that's my, and she doesn't look her age. She looks like 10 years younger, and that's fucking awesome. She looks like in her 50s, and I'm like, fuck yeah, that's awesome, and that's great for me. But it's also the thing of, like, aging is a blessing.
Yeah,
you know, and we're also scared of it, and I get it. I mean, every time I see gray hair, I cry. But that's also because I'm like, I'm 28. I don't need that many right now.
Yeah,
hey, chill out. But you know, it's we're so scared of, like, growing old, and especially in Hollywood, it's like, we turn 30, our careers are done.
Yeah, I think that's true if you want to act. I feel like as a stand-up, I feel like as a content creator, like, it's just going to get better with age.
Totally.
Watching my mom go through this as an actress has been something that's really profoundly affected me in a way, because she danced on Broadway, she was in 8 Broadway shows, then she was in a television series. She was in several movies. Like, she had a, you know, pretty illustrious career. And the way that Hollywood treated her towards the end of her working was pretty brutal. And the way that that's informed her own self-esteem later on is something that's really tragic, I think. And I wish it weren't the case, but I also just think it's just kind of the way that the times were. It shouldn't have been, but it was. And now for us, I think it is different. Like, first of all, technology's gotten so much better.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, we will not look like our elders. Like, that's just not going to happen. Yeah. Like, you even look at people our age 20 years ago, and they look way older.
Yeah.
I'm not worried about it.
I played 14 opposite a 14-year-old, and she looked older than I did.
Exactly. Like, so. You know what I mean? Like, I don't fear it in the same way that I think a lot of people do, partially because I have no interest in acting. So to me, I'm like, I don't really give a fuck.
Yeah.
But I don't fear it because I do feel like as a stand-up, like, we're only getting better with age.
Yeah.
We're only getting better with the more experiences we have, the more life experience we have, the more relationship experiences we have. And so I really am excited for it. Like, I do feel like my 30s are going to be my best decade yet.
I think that's like 30s are the new 20s.
30s are the new 20s. Yeah. Oh. 20s are dog shit. Well, your 20s are hell.
You're going through college potentially. This is your first time adulting. Like, at post college, like, that's when you're actually adulting. And you're learning how to do taxes, you're getting an apartment, you're doing whatever. And it's like, or you're living with your parents and you're trying to figure it out, but you're also trying to navigate that. And it's just like, it's your first time you're like on your own and like actually doing stuff. And you're like, wow, I don't know who am I?
I was a wreck. I was a complete wreck in my 20s. Yeah. And I feel like just in the last like 3-4 years, I've like gotten some semblance of the person I'm growing into. I look at Chelsea Handler. I look at like some of these like female comedians of our upperclassmen, and like I'm like, this is so exciting to see women now in media that are like dominating in their field at an age where they truly know themselves. Mm-hmm. And that's what I wish for Demi Moore. Yeah. I wish she would have seen that this was, you know what, Demi Moore, you know what Elizabeth Sparkle should have done? She should have started a podcast.
And that would have just, you know, that would have helped her so much because she would have gone viral. And it's like, hey, this chapter's done.
But now I have a podcast.
And it's a workout podcast. And then maybe Dennis Quaid would have been like, we have a podcast
thing
for the podcast. And it goes,
we want her back. Yeah. She should have just started a podcast.
That's the key.
The
key is starting a podcast.
The key is starting a podcast. We're killing it, but we're also like the worst people in the world to be telling people this. Like, we're like, start a podcast.
Start a podcast,
like,
please.
Everyone's like, podcast. Yeah.
Do you have any advice? I'm like, don't.
Yeah.
Don't
they
do
don't
it.
Kill
so,
you.
It's so much fucking work.
It's so much work.
Die.
You think it's not a lot of work? It's
so much
work.
And it's just you, and it's a lot. It's great. I'm having so much fun. Well, We're nearing the end.
We're nearing the end. I loved it. This was so fun.
So were you afraidy or not afraidy of the substance?
Oh, very afraidy.
Very afraidy.
Very afraidy. Almost vomited multiple times. I was doing this multiple times. Multiple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's brutal. It's brutal.
Brutal. Brutal. Probably one of the most brutal body gore movies there are. Right?
No.
Great.
It gets worse. It's, yeah, this is actually pretty tame.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Cool.
Some of the
love
ones.
That.
Yeah.
Love that.
Yeah. Yeah.
First and last. Cool. Yeah.
Cool. Love that. Cool. For body horror. I think there's like horror comedies and other stuff that you would like.
No, like Cabin in the Woods is one of my favorites.
Oh, my God.
Loved Cabin
great
in the Woods.
Great movie.
Love that
But also
one.
Scary as hell sometimes.
That one.
There's some
scary
moments, but it's funny. Yeah.
It's funny.
It's funny. The first time I watched it, I was like, horror movie. And then my brother came in and he was like, it's a comedy. And I was like, oh. Got it. And then all of a sudden, like, every horror movie, comedy, got it.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's true.
Cool. And out of 10, what are you thinking?
6-7. I'll give it a 7 because I think Demi Moore really carried this. And to see her also get her flowers in the industry after that, I think is really amazing. I will always have critique of French films. Love your men, your films, not so much. Because I just think it's a little on the nose in some ways. But I do think it's a really important piece of film for all women to watch, particularly if you have any interest in being in the industry, because whatever your feelings are walking away from it, I think you're going to learn something.
Yeah.
And be less afraid of what society's expectations of you are.
Yeah.
Because who fucking cares?
Do not be afraidy.
Do not be afraidy.
Do not be afraidy. I gave it an 8.5.
8.5? Yeah. Okay, we're around the same place.
Yeah, solid. Solid film. Is this my favorite film? No.
No. What's your favorite film?
Well, it used to be Scream.
Okay.
But then I think I changed recently to Hereditary.
Really?
Hereditary, yeah.
That's the movie that I see everybody say is like they couldn't sleep for weeks.
Yeah, I think it's genius.
That's why you like it?
Yeah. Because it... Yeah, I think the acting is so good, and I love Scream, and Scream's like an easy watch.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's a whodunit.
Yeah.
Basically, with some some stabby stabs and some hot men, which is great. We love that.
Yeah.
But, I don't know, Hereditary just kind of, this past time I watched it, we did it on the pod like a couple weeks ago,
uh-huh.
and I just, something clicked in my brain. I was like, I think this is my favorite movie. No.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think that's like a very, I think amongst the horror movie community, that might be a hot take.
Yeah, some people hate it.
Some people hate it. Yeah.
I love it. Love it. Good. Good.
Yeah.
Every movie's good. Every movie's bad. And in the words of the Grinch, one man's trash is another man's potpourri. And on that note, this is where you plug yourself and plug your things.
Awesome. Okay. I have a podcast. Comes out every Saturdays. It's called Night School Podcast with my dear friend, Kristen Chirico.
It's very good.
Follow us on Instagram and all socials at Night School Pod. Subscribe to us on YouTube at Night School Pod. I also do stand up and I am performing all around LA. This is going to come out after, but I have a show on Sunday in San Diego with Kristen. For all tickets, just check out my Instagram at Jessie Zand. Yay, thanks for having me.
Of course. And thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure to like, subscribe, all that jazz at Katie Afraidy on all social media platforms. Make sure to follow us on Patreon as well. We got extended episodes, which is exciting. And, oh, we're not done. We have my favorite part, which is we give good or bad advice regarding the movie. And I usually don't think about it till this very moment. Mm, so it's right off the top of my head. And the advice I'm going to give is age. And that's okay. Anything from you?
Yeah.
Don't eat prawns.
Don't eat prawns. Your best years are ahead of you. And don't be afraid to enjoy the present. You'll never get it again.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much for being
here. Thanks for having me.
Thank you guys. And we will see you next time. Stay afraidy.
Me.
We did it.
Yay.
We would like to give a huge thanks to a few of our sponsors. Film Craft Studio Gear, where you can get any gear you're looking for all production needs. Go to filmcraftla.com or you can find them at filmcraftla on Instagram. And of course, a big shout out to Fangoria. Want a copy of a Fangoria magazine? Use code KatieAfraidy25 for 25% off. KatieAfraidy25 for 25% off.
Cut! Roll!